As you can see, this episode is titled The Good Things, and I'm going to just kick it off with saying I am now 31, so that's a good thing because I just had another birthday, December 17th, and I feel good. I feel good. I'm thankful, super thankful to God for allowing me to be here. So that's a good thing. The second good thing is I am a doula, and I'm excited about this journey. Often when people hear doula, they think that it is synonymous with a midwife, and they are not the same. They are not the same. And I'm going to explain to you what a doula is. Okay, so I drove to Atlanta for the course. I live in North Carolina, but I drove to Atlanta. The course was hosted by and taught by Earth Mama Naturals. Y'all can look her up on Instagram and TikTok. Very, very knowledgeable. I took so much away from her, and also Kayla and Taj were there, and they gave out really good information as well. I was really proud because I used to be someone who consulted with everybody, like, should I do this? Should I do that? And I just felt it in my spirit, and I took a leap, and I drove 3 hours. I took the course, and I'm so thankful and grateful that I did. She's also doing another one in LA in March, if y'all are interested. Tap in. In summary, a doula provides emotional support throughout a woman's pregnancy, and also assist them with a birth plan. And that was something new, like, you know, having a plan for your birth. And when I say that, that's like, who do you want in the room when you're giving birth? You know, essentially, how do you want your birth to go? And also advocating for the pregnant woman, you know, be it if they have their birth in a hospital, you know, being able to provide the advocacy if they, you know, don't understand something that the doctor is saying, because sometimes in hospital settings you're being thrown so much information, and then you're also in active labor, right? So you probably not even, you know, thinking all the way straight. So having that person there to like break down and explain like what's going on, or simply advocate for you if they're pushing something that you don't want. And that's like my biggest thing, is to learn, because I'm into holistic healing. I don't take medicine. Like, I don't remember the last time I took a Tylenol, Advil, and it's nothing against people who do take medicine, but I really believe that our bodies can really function off of herbs and holistic healing. And so I'm really big into like learning the different herbs and natural remedies and ways to support people in general, but especially pregnant women. And, you know, just being that pillar to say like, you really can do this, like, you are amazing, and affirming them in the most positive ways as they're going through a life-changing experience. And for so long I was so comfortable working with children, and then I started to learn about postpartum, and I was like, you know, I want to help the mamas, I want to help the mamas and the babies. So this is more a new avenue for me. I feel like I'm a very compassionate person, and I just want to be able to give people knowledge and put them up on game that they may not know from a holistic perspective. And so a doula does those things that I mentioned. And research and studies have shown like people who have doulas, they have like, it's a reduction in like all the, you feel me? I'm not going to say like it's just smooth selling, but when you have somebody there to support you, it hit different, and the studies show it. Now, a midwife is actually the medical professional. A doula does not deliver babies. Now, if the midwife is not there and a baby come, the doula gotta catch it. You know what I mean? But a doula is not the same thing as a midwife. A midwife is actually the medical professional who delivers the baby. They're two totally different things. I remember posting my doula certificate on my story, and, you know, people be like, oh, I want you to deliver my baby. But I'm like, nah, I really gotta talk about how a doula and a midwife are not the same. But yeah. And other things that I learned within a course is there are different scopes of doulas. You can be a full spectrum doula or just focus on, you know, specific aspects of a doula. Like you have the birth doula, you know, that's working with the woman throughout her entire pregnancy and being there for birth. Then you have postpartum doula after the baby is born, you know, showing up, helping mom and helping with the baby. And something that I watched on TikTok, I have to go back and find the lady's page, but she was like, you know, it's not like a petting zoo. You don't just come over and, oh, I want to see the baby, I want to hold the baby, and not help out the mom. And I was like, wow, I think people should know that, because while everybody is excited to see and hold the baby, like, the mom just had this life-changing experience. Like, you know, so much is going on. And I've never been pregnant before, so I'm still learning as well. But I do know that you become essentially a different person. And so you're dealing with all these emotions. And while everybody is here to visit the baby, like, who's tapping in with the mama? Right? So I think it's important to tap in with the mom. Like, what do you need? And that's why I'm being more so, what I feel is being called to pull. I feel like I'm being pulled and called to helping those in the postpartum area. And then there's also a death doula. And that's a doula who's dealing with people who may have miscarried or had a stillborn, you know, that area. And so some people, they do it all. But for me personally, since I'm new, I'm just picking like one or two lanes and then, you know, just seeing where God want me to go. But yeah, I just wanted to tell y'all that I am a certified doula. And the thing about it is, you don't have to be certified like to be a doula, but I really wanted to take the course and I wanted to get knowledge. And there's other courses I'll be taking, you know, about for like breastfeeding and just herbs and just becoming knowledgeable. I have not started accepting clients just yet, but I definitely will be in 2024. I'm excited for this journey. And yeah, I just wanted to let y'all know, you know, y'all be listening to me, and I'm excited for it. What other things good? My mom and dad came to visit me just before the new year came in. And the way that I had my furniture set up in my apartment, it was cool. But then we had my mom and I, we like switched the way that it was set up. And it just made my room, it made the living room seem so much more open. And shout out to my mom, because last year she got her certificate. She's never done higher education, right? She just graduated high school back in, maybe probably the 1980s. I don't know. But she went on to, she's really into interior decorating. It's the Libra in her. Like, Libras, they style. It's just, they got that creative eye. They just, yeah. She's really an it girl. And so she got her certificate in home staging. And home staging is when, you know, you're working with hand-in-hand with realtors, and you are the person going in and setting up the home and making it look pretty, be it with the furniture, decorating the rooms, all things home decor, essentially staging a home, right? Hence the words home stager. And so, yeah, she just put her skills to use, and that was a beautiful moment. And I promise you, I'm so happy with my living room now, so that's a good thing. Another good thing, I started reading this book. It's called The 5 a.m. Club, and I really like it. I really like it. I feel like I'm still in the beginning phases, but I feel like it's going to get deeper and deeper. But I really like it so far. I also discovered this new artist. Well, he's not new. He's new to me. His name is Anoyd, A-N-O-Y-D, and he has a song called Forever, that slap. And he's, I hope I'm using this term correctly. To me, he's like the epitome of a lyricist. Like, I think it's one thing to be able to rap and put words together, but it's another thing when it's like metaphors and you playing with words, and it's just chef's kiss. Like, his whole, like, demeanor and swag, and then to be talented and put together lyrics like that, yeah. Like, this is the type of music, like, he has the type of music where you just listen and your mouth drops, because I pay attention to the things that people are saying. Like, yeah, some music is cute, like, you know, you can catch a vibe, but like, nah, when you really can play with words and bend them in a certain way and like metaphors, are you kidding me? I appreciate talent like that. Like, to me, he's very similar to Lady London. And if y'all don't know Lady London, get into it. Her project Soul, I really feel like she had the best visuals of 2023. One of the best, if not the best. Her lyricism is unmatched as well. Like, it just hit different. And I think because I appreciate poetry, I feel like when I hear people like those two, it makes you just appreciate penmanship even more. So, yeah. And I think that's a wrap for the good things. I'm in good spirits and I feel really good, and I feel good about 2024. I'm so grateful. The biggest takeaway from 2023 for me was to allow time to do its thing. Sometimes instead of like sitting with something, reflecting on it, allowing God to, you know, do God. Sometimes I kind of jump ahead and then it played back to me and it's like, see, you jumped ahead on Tuesday. I had your answer waiting for you on Wednesday, right? So allowing time to do its thing, and just continuing to self-reflect on myself. Okay, what can I do better? What can I improve on? But also knowing that I don't have to live in a state of, yeah, I think they got mopeds for Christmas. So if you hear that in the background, that's what it's hitting on. But learning that I don't have to always live in a constant state of correction. One, because it's no fun. It's exhausting, actually. And then two, it's like, you don't always have to be correcting something, right? Let things flow. You don't always have to be talking about healing. And I said that in my birthday post on Instagram. Like, I was identifying with trauma too much. I'm like, girl, get addicted to joy. Like, and it was so timely because on my birthday, I went to church. And it was, the sermon was like, give me my joy back. And I just realized how much I was identifying with the pain. Like, and you know, it sucks to say that, and it was like a harsh truth for me. And I was like, all right, if you feel like you identifying too much with trauma, get in, tap into joy. Be intentional about sharing the good news. Be intentional about, you know, keeping a smile on your face or putting a smile on somebody else's face. Be intentional. And, you know, when you coming from a place where, you know, you was vibing with the low vibes, you know, it can seem foreign to have joy. And it sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, like, when you get intentional, it might be weird at first. That's like if you spent your whole life being insecure, you looking in the mirror and saying, I'm beautiful, it can feel foreign. But it's not even about the, well, it is about the words, because words hold weight, but it's a whole, you feel me? It's a whole aura. It's a whole mindset. It's a whole lifestyle. Like, you can't just speak it. You gotta be it. You gotta act it. You gotta live it. And at first, it might seem foreign, but keep going. Keep going. If anything, like, I promise you, consistency, that is very real. And you feel me? That's what I'm on. Discipline, consistency, and intentionality. Good, pure intentions. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's a sport that I want to play. Period. But I pray that y'all are so well. I pray that y'all are being intentional about joy, tapping into your peace, and being your authentic self every single day. And if you feel like you showed up and you was like, damn, I kind of, you feel me? I kind of wasn't 100. Keep going. Like, nobody's perfect. And don't try to be perfect either, because you'll be somewhere that'd be mental breakdown. No. And you do not need that, okay? But thank y'all so much. I know the podcast gets very inconsistent, honey, but let me tell you something, okay? Me and Amanda gave y'all a plethora of episodes in 2023, and I'm proud of that, because at the top of the year, I'm telling Amanda's business a little bit. She said that she wanted to be more vocal or essentially, yeah, more vocal. So I'm proud of her for joining me and being my co-host last year. I feel like we put beauty out into the world. I feel like we put rawness out into the world. I feel like we put a light enlightenment out into the world. You feel me? Mainly on Amanda, baby, because I can hear it in my mind, but sometimes my vernacular, it's not always the most poised. It come out how it come out. But Amanda be there with the she be there with the big words, with the elegance of it all. The art of communication is a real thing. So yeah, I just want to hop on here and tell y'all the good things. And I'ma pop in and pop out, you know, when I please. I'ma be the first to tell you it's not giving 7 episodes back to back to back to back to back. Nah, like my focus is in different areas, but I really feel alive when I pick this mic up and I press record. So I'ma tap in when I feel it on my heart and on my spirit to tap in. And today was that day, baby. Okay. I pray y'all have a beautiful 2024. Thank y'all for rocking with me. I appreciate y'all for listening to me. If you're new here, you can scroll, go back to old episodes. Hopefully, you can see the evolution. Okay? Because I ain't the same woman I was when I started. I think I started in like 2021. Wow. Period. My anniversary for this podcast is in February. That'll be 3 years, baby. But I'm sending y'all all the light. Okay? I pray you feel all the love. Have a beautiful day. Peace.